should you keep your job search a secret?
It depends. If you're really valued, they're going to get a little nervous if they hear about this. It also depends upon how hostile of a workplace is it. Really aggressive workplaces, if they learn that you're leaving, they'll cut it right off at the pass and you're out the door. So you could really shoot yourself in the foot. But there can be benefits of letting your employer know if you feel like you've got a really trusting relationship with him or her, or if you feel like the writing's on the wall and at some point you may be invited to leave anyway. Not maybe because of your own doing, maybe there's downsizing that's looming. They may be a helpful resource.
All right, so we'll talk about when to let them know in a second. But if you've got to keep it secret because you're going to be treated differently in the office, how do you do that?
There's a couple big things you want to make sure you do. No social media around your job search. No Facebook and say, I had a great interview today. Really awesome guys or lady I met. No social media. You want to avoid telling any of your coworkers or colleagues. Only really trusted folks. And I would go even further and say, even if you trust someone and they work with you, don't tell them, because that word will spread. That's valuable, juicy information that they could increase their brand in the organization by sharing with somebody. And the common one that we see all the time, oh, I'm going to take a sick day. And then you go and you interview.
You've got to go on interviews if you're looking for a new job. And I don't know, 10 times out of 10, that's going to be during the workday. What do you do?
So ideally, you want to do it on your own time. Try and work it into either lunch hour breaks. That's a good one. If they are flexible, try and tack it on either the beginning or end of a day, or maybe even a weekend if they're open to that, or take vacation time if you can do that. Now, that's tricky if it's last-minute vacation time. But worst-case scenario, you can always tell your boss, I have a personal matter I have to attend to this afternoon.
So you mentioned there are times when it's useful to tell your current employer that you're looking. When should you do that?
When you think they might be a good, helpful resource. So I've got a client group that I've been working with right now, and they've made a decision that they know this person is not a good fit. This person knows they're not a good fit, and at some point they're going to need to make a move. It would be absolutely fine and appropriate for this person to go look for another job and tell their current employer. It makes it easier for them. They'd feel better knowing this person got a job somewhere else rather than laying them off. Now, some people use this as a negotiation tool to tell their boss they're looking so they can get that raise. You can do that if you choose to, but I am a big believer that once you get that job offer and you decide to make the move, it's very appropriate to give the kind of the standard 2 weeks.
Yeah, is 2 weeks enough still?
Depends upon your role and responsibility. I mean, if they really need you, I would extend it to 3 weeks or maybe a month. Always leave those situations feeling like you did everything you could to help them through it. And know that how you treat your former employer, your future employer is watching that.
That's Brandon Smith, a workplace coach and career consultant. He also teaches at the Emory University Goizueta Business School. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, always my pleasure. Look forward to next week.